Hello, my name's Gary Stevens. Welcome today to Lion of Judah Online. We're continuing on with the subject called The Forming of Godly Character, and we're doing part 8 of the 9-part series. The topic is 8 steps to the process of developing godly character, or any character that is, and we're doing step number 7, and that is the type of habits that you will have will determine the type of character that you will have. Let me go through once again the 8 steps from the beginning. The first one, the Word of God, whatever you start with the Word of God. Step 2, the Word of God produces your thinking. Step 3, your thinking produces your feelings and your emotions. Step 4, your emotions produce your decisions. Step 5, your decisions shape your actions. Step 6, your actions determine your habits. And today, step 7, the type of habits that you will have will determine the type of character that you will have. Let me give you a very simple word or point that I've been following for many years. Character. What is real character? Doing what is right, doing it because it is right, and then doing it right. Let me say this again. Doing the right thing, do it because it's the right thing to do, and then do the thing right. It's a very simple sentence, but it is packed with wisdom and reward. Doing what is right comes from the Word of God, and then doing what the Word says to do, and not what the word of the world says to do. Doing what is right will prosper you and other people. You will never rise above the limitations or issues of your character. Many issues of our character can only be broken by the Word of God and replaced with good character traits. It's very difficult for a person without God to change their character, because their character has been developed over many years of saying things, believing things, and acting upon things. That character has been developed. And only the power of God with the Holy Spirit and the Word of God can break those old habits and bring a person into new habits. God will only give the anointing, that is the power of God, that matches the character of that person or that born-again believer. Your character level will determine your anointing level. Let me say that again. Your character level will determine your anointing level. The prosperity level, the supernatural level. Your character limits you in life and in ministry. The character of Jesus must be formed within us. We see this in Romans chapter 8, verse 29. Reading from Romans chapter 8, verse 29. For whom he foreknew, he also predestined to be conformed to the image of his Son, that he might be the firstborn among many brethren. God intends for our character to be conformed into the image of Christ Jesus. I'm not talking about your personality, I'm talking about your character. God wants everyone's character to be conformed in the image of his dear Son, Christ Jesus. Wherever we have a character flaw in us that becomes an open door for Satan to have access into our lives, God wants that character flaw removed and that door closed. We create character with every choice we make in life. Let's go to Daniel chapter 2, verse 48, and it reads, then the king promoted Daniel and gave him many great gifts, and he made him ruler over the whole of the province of Babylon and the chief administrator over all the wise men of Babylon. Daniel, he would only do what was right for his body. How can we conquer life or our enemies if we cannot conquer the food that may govern us? He gave God the glory, for God would do in him what happened in his life. He showed character in his honesty. He spoke the truth to authorities regardless of the unpopularity. He showed character in his discipline. He continued to pray daily, even though it might cost him his life. He showed character in his integrity. God is looking for men and women of integrity who stand for the truth, who stand for the Word of God, and people who will not compromise. Thank you for being with me today. Part 9 is coming up next, and part 9 is step number 8. The type of character that you will have will determine your destination that you will end up in. Thank you for being with me today, and God bless.